last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Mudaffar Haider. Here in the studio today with us, we have Dr. Murtada Karimi. He has a PhD in Islamic Studies. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We're going to be continuing our discussion about the last savior, Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Now, the first question, actually, this question will probably take long to answer, so it might be the question for this entire episode, is about a verse of the Qur'an. And I believe that it alludes to there being a witness in society. So the Qur'an often has verses of this nature where it says that we are going to give you witnesses. Let me just read the verse.
Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati ad-dunya wa yawma yaqumul ashhad.
It says, indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand. Now, when you just stumble across this verse, it seems very bizarre. Like, who are these witnesses? What is that day? This is Surah Ghafir, verse 51. Doctor, I'd like to get your opinion on this.
According to different verses of the Quran and based on the narrations, there are witnesses on the Day of Judgment. Witnesses can be in the form of human beings, like the prophets, the imams, the scholars, the martyrs. And according to the narrations, the Quran can be a witness, the place, the mosque, the time can be a witness. They will witness for or against the people. For example, the mosque would testify that such and such person came and prayed, offered his or her prayer. Now the question is that how is it related to our topic, which is about Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Mm-hmm. The point is that there are discussions among Shia and Sunnis about the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We know that both Shia and Sunni agree on the fact that Mahdi is one of the offsprings of the Prophet and he will fill the earth with justice. Now, the question is that whether he was born or not. As Shia, we believe that he was born in 255 after Hijra. He went to minor occultation, lasted for 69 years, and now he's in major occultation. And our Sunni brothers believe that he will be born in future. Now, there are discussions about the birth of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam. There are historical accounts which prove, they are mentioned in both Shia and Sunni sources of hadith and of also of history, which prove the birth of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam. It's very important if, as Shia, we are able to prove the existence of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, right now.
Right.
Because it is a verse from the Noble Book of Quran and not the narrations.
So, sorry, are we saying that this witness is Imam Mahdi who will be raised on the Day of Judgment? Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. We believe that according to verse 89 of chapter Nahl, one of the witnesses on the Day of Judgment is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The verse reads, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The day, that is the Day of Judgment, when we will raise a shaheed, a witness from every nation. Fi kulli ummatin. I will discuss about the concept of ummah, the concept of shaheed. Min anfusihim. The shaheed, the witness is from them. And then addressing the Prophet, Allah says that وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَىٰ. Then we will bring you as a witness over these witnesses.
Because you just mentioned that the Qur'an can be a witness and other things can be a witness as well. So what argument that do we have to suggest that this witness is actually Imam Mahdi?
That's a very good point. So there are different points to be mentioned and to be interpreted when it comes to this verse, verse 89 of chapter An-Nahl. First of all, it's about the word shaheed and witness is all about. According to the books of according to Arabic dictionaries, shahada or bearing witness is a kind of knowledge. I mean, knowledge is broader than witnessing or shahada, meaning that sometimes you may know something but without witnessing that.
Okay.
But shahada or testifying and witnessing is applied only when you witness that thing. You are not able to witness by, I mean, hearing from other people, for example, or gaining knowledge from other sources. No. When we talk about shahada, it means that you have seen the event, for example, so that later in the court you can testify.
You've actually witnessed that thing, you've seen it. So we use shaheed in the context of those who are martyred. Is there a correlation between these two, or are they completely different contexts? Yeah.
There are different reasons why the martyrs are also called shaheed. For example, one of them is that because the angels of mercy, they witness how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, embrace the shuhada, the martyrs. The other point is that he himself witnesses the angels at the time of his martyrdom, for example.
Uh-huh.
Because he is witnessing how he is falling down at the time of the fighting and then he is getting martyred. The other point is that according to the verse of the Quran, the shuhada, the martyrs, are alive. So they are witnessing everything and there is no death for them. So there are different explanations why also martyred are called as shaheed.
Okay.
But in our case, we are talking about a shaheed, a witness from every nation. Fi kull ummatin shahidan.
Right.
And this shaheed, this witness, is min anfusahim, from themselves.
So it's a person.
Yeah, for sure. This verse for sure is talking about some people from different nations. And then the Holy Prophet is considered as the witness over all these witnesses.
Can I just hold it there? We're going to have to go for a short break and then we're going to come right back, inshallah.
Sure.
The Last Savior.
We're waiting for you to die by your side.
I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one. And he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. We've been discussing two of the verses of the Quran, and actually these phrases is often repeated in the Quran, actually, the shaheeds of the Day of Judgment. Dr. Karimi is here with me in the studio, and he was discussing about a particular verse from Surah Nahl of the Holy Quran, and how it says that we will actually raise shaheeds or witnesses from the people. So it's a person who's going to be raised. They will testify?
They will testify for or against the people.
Okay.
Like, for example, the Prophet is the witness for Muslims. They will testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that these people did so and so. Or according to us, all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt will testify for or against the people at their own time. And that is why we believe that the shaheed of our time is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we are trying to prove that, inshallah.
Yeah, and just another thought I wanted to just share, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Karimi. Somebody listening might ask the question that why do we need shaheeds? Allah doesn't need shaheeds. He's witnessing everything anyway. So why have shaheeds? Well, the short answer to that is, well, Allah creates his creation to do certain tasks. Like, for example, the angels. There are angels to move clouds across the sky. It's not that Allah has a need for these angels. He already knows everything and he's encompassing everything in his knowledge. But rather, he creates those beings out of his mercy and to give that being a sacred purpose. And so in the same way that he's created angels to have certain duties, he's also created human beings to have certain duties. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's a good point. In a broader sense, we can say that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human beings, because he knew fate of every human being. He knew that whether I would be a righteous person or a wicked person. So why did he created us in the first place?
Right.
Now, one of the answers is that it is to prove for the human beings that you can also witness that you became a righteous person or a wicked person. There are different philosophies why we have different witnesses. One of the points is that people, they may argue against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I didn't do such and such. But the mosque will come and witness that, no, for example, you abandoned me when you were in the world. So it proves for that person that there is no excuse for him, for example. When the prophets and the imams come and witness, then these people have no excuse. This is one point. And the second point is that Some believe that the point of witnesses on the Day of Judgment is for God to show the greatness of these witnesses. When we claim that, for example, the prophets are going to witness for or against the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that is showing the people, all the nations, how great these people are. And the same can be mentioned about the concept of shafa'a, intercession. Allah is able to forgive, himself without anyone interceding for the people. Intercession is there for different philosophies, yeah. One of them being that to show the greatness of the intercessors.
Yeah.
So the same can maybe applied for the witnesses as well.
Excellent. Jazakallah.
And there are a couple of other verses in the Noble Book of Quran. So for our argument, we are referring to verses which talk about witnesses as human beings. And the concept of witnesses from every nation has been mentioned in other verses as well. For example, chapter Nisa 41 reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد. We will bring from every nation a shaheed, a witness.
Yeah.
Also, chapter Qasas, verse 75, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. On the Day of Judgment, we will raise a shaheed, a witness from every nation. When we put together all these verses, we come to this conclusion that on the Day of Judgment, for every nation, there must be a witness, a shaheed. And as we proved, shaheed is the one who himself is alive and witnesses the actions. Of course, some may argue that the Holy Prophet is alive in the world of Barzakh. We will answer that. But to begin with, the apparent meaning of witness, shaheed, is that a person is himself is witnessing and he's observing everything. And the Day of Judgment, he acts as shaheed, as witness. So the point is that who is the shaheed of our time?
That is the question.
That is the question.
We're going to come back to that question right after a short break. Welcome back to the studio. We've been discussing the idea of a shaheed, a witness from the Holy Quran. And now Dr. Karimi, inshallah, is going to expand on the idea that this is actually referring to Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah sharif.
Let me just refer to two other verses. One of them is chapter Zumar, verse 69, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوُضَعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِئَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ. The prophets and the witnesses, they will come, they will be brought, according to the literal translation of the verse. Now, one point regarding this verse is that shuhada has been mentioned next to the prophets. So at least one of the messages of this verse is that beside the prophets, beside our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, there are also other witnesses. There are shuhada. So if one argue that if chapter Nahl, verse 89, is referring to Prophet as the witness for the Muslims, we say that no, according to this verse, next to the Prophets, we need other people as shuhada, as witnesses. This is one point. The other point is based on chapter Baqarah, verse 143, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. This verse is addressing all Muslims. You are moderate nation without going to any extreme. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. So that you will be witnesses over the people. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the prophet would be a witness over you. Now, this verse is explicitly referring to the fact that among Muslims, except for the prophet, there are some witnesses on the Day of Judgment. So this verse also proves that when chapter Nahl 89 says that وَيَوْمَ نَبْحَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا, we will raise from every nation a shaheed, a witness. When it comes to Muslim nation, the shaheed is not only the prophet. There are also Muslims, other witnesses, because this verse refers to shuhada,
right,
which is in plural form. And the previous verse talked about an-nabiyyin wa shuhada, which
right,
refers to the fact that there are witnesses next to the prophets.
Right.
At least the first point for this series of shows is that among Muslim nation, there are a couple of witnesses on the Day of Judgment, and they are different from the Prophet. The Prophet is the witness for all the witnesses, but there are other witnesses as well.
That is an excellent point, and I think that that is a very fundamental evidence that you've provided from the Quran itself, that when the Quran is talking about this shaheed, although the shaheed could be come in many, many different forms, there is a strong argument actually for it being the Imam of the time.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for today. We're going to continue this discussion, inshallah, next time. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.